for the Memorial Conference several years ago. And then I think before that, it was attending this conference as one of the young people at the conference. So traveling, back then I lived in Michigan, and so I would come travel up here and stay. But greetings from Mississippi. As you heard, I am married and have four little boys, 7, 5, 3, and almost one. So he'll be one on the 23rd. So growing family in Mississippi. My parents send their greetings as well to the saints up here in Fargo. Quite encouraged with what the Lord has been doing in Mississippi. My father, he is recently, well, over the last year, has opened up doors for him to travel to prisons, the three largest state prisons in Mississippi. He makes a visit once every week to these three. There was actually an inmate who had an idea to build what was called the ARC program. And so the ARC program was for serious believers, people who had been saved in prison, and they would all go to one area of this prison, and they'd be there for 40 days and 40 nights. And that was where it got its little name. And during that time, different people would come in and teach the scriptures, teach them the different ways to present the gospel. And after those 40 days, they'd graduate and they'd go back out into the prison population as missionaries to the rest of the prison. And then a new set of 20 to 40 inmates would come in and they'd do it all over again. So my dad has had the opportunity where he goes down and he teaches these men who are hungry to learn. They're praying for the other prisoners. They're witnessing to the other prisoners. So it's like a missionary camp, little boot camp in these prisons all through Mississippi. So some excellent opportunities there. I think over the course of the weekend, going to hopefully share a few other exciting things going on in Mississippi. But wanted to send the greetings. I'd like to give you just a brief roadmap of where we're going this weekend. And with it being Valentine's Day today, I thought it would be fitting for us to look at the topic of love. Love is important, right? It doesn't take much time to show that love is an important topic in the scriptures. God is love. The two greatest commandments, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, to love thy neighbor as thyself. There's not a person you're not to love, right? We're to love our neighbors. We're to love our enemies. Any ministry, any service you attempt to do, if there's no love in it, sounds like a clanging cymbal. It's how the world knows we're the Lord's disciples, because we love one another. Love is such an important topic. But can I learn to love? Is there a way for me to learn how to fall in love? And it's kind of a funny thing to think about, learning to fall, right? But if you ask anyone who's a professional, any pole vaulter or high jumper, they all learned how to fall the right way. And so my question is there a right way to fall in love? Very often we feel like it's this something that happens, this automatic, you know, and it's kind of a clumsy situation. But our love relationship with the Lord is something that we need to take seriously. It's important. And I believe that the Word of God teaches us how to better fall in love. I was tucking my boys into bed just a few nights ago, and I was, you know, telling them, oh, it's almost time for me to go. I'm traveling all the way up to North Dakota. And I asked, why are you going? And I said, well, I'm going to talk to them about the Bible. Oh, what are you going to say to them? So, well, I'm going to teach them how to fall in love, right? How to love God more. And my five-year-old kind of squinted his eyes and looked at me. He's like, are they mean to God? And I said, well, no, that's not why. But even as we love, even as we seek to love more, to reach what the scriptures call perfect love, a complete love. These reminders, they're good for us. They're good for the soul. And so I assured him, I was strictly, I'm just coming to remind us about love. And so I'm going to be spending a good bit of time in a often neglected book. And that's the little book of Song of Solomon, which is a real lesson in love. And so a lot of very interesting texts that we're going to pull. But I'm going to lay as a principal foundation our love relationship with the Lord. Because all other relationships that you have will stem from that. And then I'd like to build on that and look at loving the Christians. I don't think that it's thought about as much as it ought to be. It's a big topic to love the children of God, those who share life with us. And then I'd also like to talk a little bit, especially with who I'm talking to. I'd like to talk about actually falling in love and what the Word of God says about that. So this is kind of our groundwork. Over the course of these five messages, looking at the process of falling in love, primarily with this idea of falling in love with the Lord Jesus, with our Lord, a deepening of that love. What does that look like? How is this going to unfold? And then from there, how does that impact the way I love others, those around me, specifically the Christians? And then maybe a little bit of time at the end, we'll talk about some lessons I learned back when I started to get interested in my wife, my current wife. Back when I first started to be interested, I said, well, what does the Word of God say about this? And so I did a deep dive study, and that was really the source of the study that I'm presenting. That was a decade ago, but that was really the start at looking, what does God say about falling in love? So hopefully, it's my hope that we'll all, it'll cause us to reflect. It will cause us to look at these different aspects, and that at the end of it, we'll draw a little closer to the Lord Jesus.
Thank you, brother. Kind of interesting. I was actually, instead of sharing what I did share earlier about Lamentations, I was going to share what the choice gleaning calendar for the day was today. And for those of you who don't know what that is, it's just a little calendar with a Bible verse in bold written out, or sometimes a few Bible verses, and then a devotional thought. The verse was from, and I can't think of the reference right now, chapter 2 of Revelation, the church at Ephesus. Nevertheless, I have this against you, you have left your first love. And how that's probably the most important thing. I mean, like our brother said, the greatest of the commandments, you shall love the Lord your God. Oh, I can do all the, well, no, I can't, but I try to do all the, oh, you got to do this, you got to do that, and, you know, and we as humans, we're good at trying to obey rules, but love is, that's a different thing entirely. Why do I do what I do? Am I doing it simply because it's in a book and it's telling me to do it? Or am I doing it because I'm truly growing to understand the heart of the Lord and what it is He desires, what pleases Him? We didn't pray earlier. I was thinking maybe my dad was going to do it before Dave came up, and he thought I was going to do it. So, but I think what we'll do now is for about 15 minutes or so, maybe 20 minutes, we'll have a time of prayer, and young man, old man, get up, pray audibly, and we'll pray, and afterward I believe there'll be snack time. So we'll go out and we'll kind of line up there by the kitchen and get a snack, and then we'll have time of fellowship after that, visiting. Mm-hmm.